Airbnbs and other short-term rental properties in Baltimore could start costing a little more under a bill that the city council is set to vote on tonight. The measure would extend the city's hotel tax to those properties and would also limit the number of short-term rental properties an individual can operate. WYPR's Dominique Maria Benessi reports.
Come on in.
Thank you.
Sure.
Rachel Indeck invites me into her home in Bolton Hill, a three-story house with hardwood floors, a large kitchen, a cozy living room, and a fully furnished basement for Airbnb guests.
This was the first room that I renovated, and then this paid for basically everything else in the house.
Index started renting her space on Airbnb and other online short-term rental platforms in 2013 for supplemental income. After she was laid off from her job in 2016, she took up renting her space in four other properties she owned as her full-time job.
It has worked out well, and there was a market for it, and people responded.
Indeck worries that the bill before city council would force her and other Airbnb hosts to get rid of some of their properties.
Immediately eliminate a huge number of hosts who are able to host.
The bill would require Airbnb and other short-term rental owners to charge the city's hotel tax, an estimated $1 million a year in revenue to the city, limit stays to 90 days, and limit the number of short-term rentals an individual can operate to two. In Index case, she'd have to sell three properties or convert them to long-term rentals.
Basically, we think it's bad for Baltimore. It means that investors who are looking to invest in residential properties have only one option. They can only rent to long-term renters.
While she's trying to be all innocent, essentially she's bucking the law.
That's Linda Smith, owner and operator of Rachel's Dowry, a historic B&B a few blocks from Camden Yards. Smith, who also books rooms with Airbnb and other short-term rental platforms, is required to meet certain city codes for her property that Indeck can avoid. She says she wants to level the playing field by requiring all Airbnb hosts with more than five guests to act like a hotel.
They would need the fire monitoring and systems. They would need the building inspection, the health inspection if they're serving food.
Councilman Eric Costello, the bill's sponsor, says it would help the city more closely regulate short-term rental owners.
It ensures that the city has a swift and decisive mechanism to revoke the license of problem operators.
Costello and Roxy Herbeckian, president of the local hospitality workers union, say Airbnb hosts are hiding large operations behind the small business platform.
What is happening now in Baltimore is buildings that are apartment buildings are being bought up by large entities and then booked out as hotel rooms as, instead of being leased as apartments for people to live in.
Herbeckian says this is taking business away from hotels and hotel workers and housing for those workers.
It reduces the amount of affordable housing in a particular neighborhood because areas that were zoned for housing and apartments that were identified for housing are now being used as hotels.
But Northern District Councilman Bill Henry, who opposes limiting the number of Airbnbs, says it's an unnecessary infringement on property owners to change the nature of their business.
These are people who they invested in Baltimore real estate and were providing a service.
Henry says he'd like to push for an extension in the bill for people like Indeck to figure out what they're going to do with their existing properties. The bill gives Airbnb operators with more than two properties until December 31st, 2019 to unload some of their properties.
We did that for liquor stores in our neighborhoods. I did not see any academic study showing that short-term rentals were the same level of clear and present danger to the neighborhoods that they were in.
The council is expected to vote to change amendments tonight before the final vote. I'm Dominique Maria Benessi for 88.1 WYPR.